Tonight, Los Angeles Unified voting to become the first major school district in the country to limit and in some cases ban screen time, including the use of iPads and computers in the classroom.
I believe that we have the opportunity to lead the nation.
The push for a return to pen and paper assignments coming after months of mounting pressure from parents like Kate Brody, who helped form the group Schools Beyond Screens after she learned about the daily iPad time in her son's first grade class.
How would you describe the tech that your son is being given and told to use?
It's highly gamified. It's like candy. It is addictive, and this is sold as personalized learning, but it's really antisocial.
The district's new policy will ban the use of devices in the classroom through first grade and set recommended screen time limits for all other grades, including no screens during recess for middle and elementary school students. It will also restrict student access to YouTube over concerns about the platform's ads and autoplay.
Post-COVID, there was this proliferation of ed tech and the promise of ed tech, but a lot of these resources, if well-intentioned, are not effective in moving kids where they need to be academically.
LA Unified defends their use of tech, saying in part, devices are used to enhance learning and develop students' ability to navigate technology safely. But many families say it's gone too far. Some states, including Utah, Alabama, and Virginia, have passed similar laws to also restrict screen time in school.
We want school to be a place where childhood is protected and for kind of a life of the mind to flourish.